This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of the City Wire, dedicated to business, politics, and more in the Fort Smith region and beyond. And Friday, the Compass Report was released. Michael, help me understand what the Compass Report reflects.
Well, the Compass Report was the first, and it remains the only independent economic analysis of the Fort Smith region. And we hired 2 years ago, we did our first report in the first quarter of 2009. So this recent report ends the second full year. But anyway, we measure current indicators and leading indicators. Gives us an idea of where the economy is, where it's going. We hired, like I said, 2 years ago, economist Jeff Collins to pull this together for us. And we keep it simple. We kind of follow the keep it simple, stupid philosophy, and we try to make it so that the report is attractive to bankers, realtors, you know, people who are accustomed to looking at these type of reports, and also to laymen who just kind of want to, where's the economy? I don't want to look through thousands of numbers. I'm not an economist. Just tell me where it is. So we've created the Compass Report. It has a grading system. So that, in a nutshell, that's what the Compass Report is.
You mentioned its grading system. A is for major improvement all the way down to a failing F, which is major decline.
Right. The grading system here is where a C, especially in this economic environment, isn't a bad grade, you know, unless you coming out of a lousy economy, but B is minor improvement, D is minor decline.
And there's an overall grade that is given as well.
Yes. And what we do, like I said, we measure four current indicators and four leading indicators. We look at non-farm employment, metro area unemployment rate, you know, sales and use tax collections, building permit values, construction employment, and even employment in the leisure and hospitality sector, because that measures business travelers as well as tourists.
Well, let's take a look quickly at what is in this latest report as far as the current indicators. And there are two D's given, one for change in non-farm employment and a D also in change in metro area unemployment rate. D means minor decline.
Right. And as Jeff Collins explained, and as almost anyone looking at the numbers can see, that the unemployment rate, the number of unemployed in the Fort Smith area, really is what's holding back the economy. It's keeping sales tax collections somewhat depressed. But in the fourth quarter, and well in December of 2010, we had 11,387 estimated unemployed. Compared to December last year, it was just a little over 10,000. So it's no different than what we're seeing around the country, Kyle, where this jobless recovery, you know, some people are calling it, is keeping the full recovery from being seen. And in this fourth quarter of 2010, it's the first time we've had a split grade. We had a C minus D plus, which suggests that the economy lost a little ground compared to the same quarter last year.
Pretty much a statistical no change when it comes to sales and use tax collections. And the best grade that's given in either the current or leading indicators is in change in goods producing employment. That was given a grade of B minus.
Right. And here, as we note in the story, we take somewhat of a counterintuitive concept to this, that for so long, Fort Smith's the majority, the largest sector in the economy, was made up in manufacturing. Well, any business person will tell you that you don't want a customer that's too large. You know, if your largest customer is 50% of the business and you lose that customer, that's going to hurt your business. But if, you know, if your largest customer is only 5% of your business and you lose that customer, you're going to be okay. Well, it's the same concept in employment. If your regional economy is 30 or 35% in one sector and that sector gets slammed, you're going to be hurt. So we measure the increase in manufacturing employment relative to the rest of the employment in the sector.
And so in December 2009, manufacturing jobs in the overall workforce were more than 25%. Now in the latest, in December 10, a little under 25%.
Right. And again, that is probably, we've had widespread acceptance on the Compass Report. That is the one segment of the Compass Report we get people who shake their heads. They don't think that's a good indicator. But it's typically from folks who still, it's hard to let go, Kyle. It's hard to let go of, being proud of being the manufacturing capital of Arkansas. But it's part of the changing economy.
Leading indicators, three indicators received grades of C-, which means minor decline. That's change in building permit valuation, change in construction employment, change in manufacturing employment, and then change in hospitality employment received a D+.
Yeah, the hospitality, and it's not just in Fort Smith. You look around the state of Arkansas, and it's Jeff Collins. We had a conference today to go over these numbers, and Jeff Collins' point was a lot of this is just businesses. They're not traveling. They're not going to the meetings. They're reserving their cash, and individuals are doing that as well. Maybe instead of going and spending 2-3 days in Vegas or New York City, someone from Fort Smith may just go to Little Rock for a night or two. So it's part of the overall consumer continuing to be uncertain about where the economy is going. And holding back on their spending.
And finally, I guess this is a sign of the times, but there is relative good news in the fact that when you look at the change from the last Compass report in the third quarter, the grade for current indicators now is D, but it had been D+ before.
Right.
And for leading indicators, you're staying put at a C-. So things didn't get worse?
Well, I think you pegged it earlier. It's statistically it's not a lot of change. And unfortunately, in Fort Smith, where our sales tax collections and our jobless rate has been in territory where you don't want it, that statistical no change is not necessarily a good thing. Am I making sense?
Yes. Yes. Well, people can see the entire report and each of the leading current indicators broken down segment by segment at thecitywire.com. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks for getting the word out about this.